So I'd like to call the Town of Montville Finance Committee meeting to order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to record show that Counselor Jasmine and Counselor May are present. Counselor Lathrop has not arrived. And we'll mark him absent until he shows up. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda. This isn't a special agenda.
August 11th was a special meeting.
Okay, but this one is not. This
right.
is the regular.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to make sure. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda.
Yes.
With a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. And remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. All right, moving on. Minutes approval of the meeting minutes of August 11th, 2025. Special meeting. Any discussion? Let's just look it over.
Minutes are well done.
Let's just look it over for just a second.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I have no alteration to changes or comments to the meeting minutes of August 11th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? I guess 2-0 through the minutes. Agenda items. Reevaluation discussion. I know we talked about this. Like I said, we talked about the reevaluation. We went out to bid. I thought we had approved this already, so I guess we need to approve it tonight and send it to the town council. Is that correct?
Yes. So in the past, it hasn't been sent to town council for approval, but
about who you hire, isn't it? You got to hire an outfit to do the revamp.
Yeah. So we put it out to bid. We received the bids back on August 8th.
Okay.
We received 3 responses. One was from Tyler Technologies notifying us they weren't bidding. The second one was from Municipal Valuation Services, LLC, for a total of $205,000. And the third was Equality in the amount of $182,500. The assessor, Christy Kupik, and I reviewed the bids and we are recommending the town go with Equality, which was the low bidder. We have used them in the past in the amount of $182,500.
Is there any need for escalation on that?
Need for what?
Is there any need for escalation on that if they get into it? Maybe?
No, a lot of the charges are laid out in the contract, but we don't foresee many alterations to that.
Have they done many revamps?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And this year we budgeted $100,000 for reval, and we were planning on budgeting another $100,000 in next year's budget
okay.
to cover the revaluation.
What was the cost of this? 182,000.
182.
Yeah.
Show it's right here if you need it. So we budgeted for $100,000 currently. And then next year's budget, we're going to do the $18,000.
Yes, but
we don't need to do it now.
We don't need to do it now. No, they'll bill on a rolling cycle based on the work done. We are also requesting $8,300 for the NearMap program. Christy would use that daily with the revaluation process, and it's a program that she's requested.
Yeah, I'll brief Joe on that in just a second. I went to the meeting on that, and I just want to say that I'm somewhat in favor of it. I think it is an advantage, but I gave them a charge that I went to a meeting with all the department heads And I asked them that, I said, I need, they need to tell us, the finance committee, what I don't want to do is buy something and it's only used, because they sold it as it's supposed to be used by multiple departments. And so I challenged the police and I challenged planning and zoning, I think the fire marshal's office, anybody has any compliance stuff, because there's other things, because it's got a very robust visualization and mapping, and they were supposed to provide how they would use it and if they are going to use it. And that has not, has that come to you yet?
Not in any form of writing, but my, the comments that I'm getting is from planning and zoning, absolutely. The police, yes.
I kind of want to see a white paper, because I go back to something like the Everbridge, where everybody loved it and nobody used it. And we were spending all this money on Everbridge. I mean, the modules for Everbridge were like $15,000 and $60,000 at a whack, and nobody used it. So I want to make sure if we're going to spend $8,300 for this, $8,300 a year, right?
What
right,
is this to
yes,
set you up? How do we got?
No, no.
No, this
I have
is,
to do one thing. Excuse
no.
me.
This is a mapping program that eliminates as much need to go out into the field for the assessment office,
okay,
because they can view it through the program.
So one of the things I think, and I'll just jump in and make sure you can hear me, Joe, because what's it? It's got Google Earth.
Yeah.
You know how you can see everybody's property,
yeah,
but it's got all the property lines. It's got, they do a flyover or a drive-through, so it's a lot more up-to-date.
Twice a year.
Right, and they can do it. Yeah, it's at least twice a year, but so it's got very good data, and then it got all this data going back like 5-10 years.
Okay.
So it's for an assessment. They can look at it and say, oh, this has changed since then, and all this stuff. Then also you have different layers, like your sewer and all this stuff can be mapped. And just
pieces.
Okay. Yeah, and that's one of the things that I wanted them to do is, you know, look at, hey, have we taken care of all these things? The fire marshal, it'll have like kind of details of the building built into it. So when they go to a fire scene, they can pull up a lot of information about the property.
Really?
Right. There's a lot of things that have advantages to it that I think
that's
would be
good.
Beneficial.
Yes.
But I wanted to make sure that all these people can use it, or are going to use it.
Well,
and
I
so,
understand your concern there, and I share that to make because I do experience the Everbridge problem. And while there were the reasons for it, you're right, it was not used the way it should have been used.
That's pretty good.
It did cost us a lot of money. I want to say that we're not, no way, shape, or form, going to get 100% of the departments to say, I can use it. But I think.
Well, I didn't say 100%, I'm talking about the ones
right,
that are relevant.
Right, but again, the ones that are going to be using it, I think is going to be beneficial. And if
right,
you're looking for that black and white, I'll get that for you.
Yeah, it simply does. So planning and zoning says, we want to use, what is this thing called again?
Near map.
We're going to use near map for whatever purposes that they specify,
mm-hmm,
and use it. And then next year, whenever we come up, you know, before we renew the contract, did you guys use it? You know, that's just that simple. I just want to make sure that, you know, that's why I called that meeting of all those people for the presentation, you know, so, and you know, and that's it. I just want to get people kind of put on record if we're going to go buy it. I'm for it. I'm not against it. But I do want to see, I think, is it good enough just for the assessor? You know, it probably is. But I think,
yeah,
but I just want to let Joe know that if you looked at it, you could actually overlay older pictures and you can look at, you know, hey, did somebody put an addition on, or somebody do this, or somebody take something down, or...
I might go in just for the fire marshal, the ability to be able to note what the structure,
right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, if the information's there, they have to get the information
oh,
in.
Right.
And the other thing is that like the building department, they use it for building permits, you know, that type of stuff. And so.
I think it's a good idea.
All right, so I just wanted to brief you on that. What's the drop dead time on the $8,300?
Well, I know that they were holding the quote for us because it already expired, so the sooner the better.
So where are we going to take funds for that from?
From the reval.
Okay, so that'll come, so right now, I just wanna make sure, so right now we have $100,000 budgeted.
Yes.
And the other $82,500 will come from next year's, cause we're gonna budget that, and then.
Yeah, we were gonna budget $100,000 for any excess costs or contingency, if we need an additional.
Okay, so are we gonna take the $83,000 out of the $100,000 that's, all right, so I think I can work with that. Joe, do you have any comments on this?
No, I go along with that, yeah. Cause $3,000 every 10 years, correct?
Five.
Oh, it's five now? Used to be 10, right?
It used to be 10.
I thought it was.
I think they have a different level of an evaluation at every.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the only thing I ask is if this company, this again, you know my little stories. As the mayor, we had a guy come to a revale and stand in front of one prison and thought it was only one prison. Make sure he goes around, looks at the second prison. Okay.
There's three, hey, there's three there.
I'm sorry, go ahead. But it's the truth.
All right, so do we need a resolution on this, or we don't have anything here to vote on per se, do I need the generator?
We put it on the agenda.
Well, we already have $100,000, that's what I'm getting at, and we're gonna take the $83,000 from that, so do we need to clarify that in any form?
I don't think so, it's under the threshold for needing any council approval.
What, the $83,000?
Okay.
So, but that's, the $83,000's gonna come out of the $100,000, so you'll have.
Yes.
So take the $82,000.
$91,000 and change.
So $80,000.
All right, so do you need anything from us to say we're okay with it?
No.
Okay, I'm glad you told us about it then.
Okay.
So, the only thing is that I would like to see that in a, you know, white paper from the department, just a simple thing saying that we're gonna use it in this capacity. And kind of be somewhat specific, cause I wanna see if it saves some money and time.
I thank Christie Kupek for bringing this to our attention and bringing the light on the benefit to it. And I think you'll have your, you'll be satisfied with this, what you're gonna get.
I know from the planning and zoning side that we had a issue in town that somebody just went in and took it on themselves to regrade out a brook and a stream, hundreds and hundreds of feet.
Yeah.
And then it was done years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago, and this person had to put everything back the way it was, and they didn't have any real records passed. So this would allow them to have that now, I hope, and show the extent of whatever.
What is it called again?
Near map.
Near?
Near.
Near.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a nearsightedness.
Can the public use this?
I don't believe so.
They can't go down to the assessor's office and use it?
Well, they could go, I'm just wondering if they can.
You need a login to use it, and I know like Christie can't use it now that the trial period has ended, so I don't think the public.
Well, given that is, could planning and zoning use it and charge a fee? Like we charge a fee for making copies?
It's something we can find out.
Cause if somebody had interest in it, when they wanted to get something on their property that's more up to date, I don't know.
That could help with some, you're right, if you can. I mean, it may be designed strictly for a revale situation. Okay, good job.
All right.
I think.
Anything else on that? We'll move on to update from the finance director.
Okay, so I'll start off, you have a paper with green highlights on it. I started putting together an assessment analysis in regards to the financial operations assessment that was done for the finance department. So I have listed here some of the major weaknesses that were outlined in the assessment. The ones in green are the ones that we found solutions for and are actively working towards. So I'll just quickly quickly highlight some of those. For purchasing, the weakness was the manual PO process and purchasing protocols not being filed. We have a Tyler Content Manager now that's been installed, and our first introduction meeting for that with Tyler Technologies is scheduled for September 9th. There will be 4 training days after that.
For the department heads?
Just for us for now. And we'll learn more during the training what to do and how to implement.
You gotta introduce the department heads.
Yes.
To make sure that.
Yeah.
We'll get cooperation.
Well, I think the, you know.
I'm just saying, that's what the problem has been, sorry.
Right.
We discussed this early.
That's what's been happening.
But.
They just do what they want, that's gotta stop.
But Joe, I think what's gonna happen is the finance department get their training on September 9th, 4 days. Then they'll be the subject matter expert to train, because they're gonna be there day to day to train the other departments. And then if they need specialized help, they can come in and do that. But I think for right now, it's, from my understanding, you did the stuff, it's fairly, once they get us trained, it's easy to train, and there's actually training modules built into the software. So it's, we don't have to have them come back and do a bunch of training. So our finance people have the knowledge to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I, listen, my point is, they gotta follow the procedure once we adopt it.
Well, that's different.
What is it?
No.
They're gonna follow the procedure and the protocol. That's what they're gonna do for it.
Well, they're just talking about training right now, but then that's the second part. That'll be the mayor's job after that.
They're gonna have all the training they want. If they don't follow it, what are we gonna do about it?
That'll be the mayor's problem.
That's what's caused us the problem. Go ahead, sorry.
So next, for under accounts payable division, a weakness that was pointed out was the paper process for AP transitioning to the electronic POs with Tyler Content will eliminate this issue, because everything will be done using Munis.
So the first two are kind of hand in hand.
Yes.
You could almost make this a light shade of green.
Yeah.
And as soon as you get people trained, it'll
right.
be green.
Mm-hmm. Next was vendors paid by check, identified as a weakness. Converting to electronic payments is on our list of things to do. The process needs to be researched and implemented. It's not, we need to make sure security measures are in place and things like that, paying electronically.
Is there a company, is our bank that we deal with, do they do that? I know a lot of banks do
yeah.
that.
Yeah, we'd upload files to the bank, and we'd get files from them.
Well, the one I think would be, we should probably take as soon as we can, would be the fire stations. I think they need to be paid, because they're paid once a quarter.
Yes.
I mean, we could in theory pay them once a year. Any mm-hmm. other way, I don't know if there's any rationale behind doing that. And then that way, they're kind of part of the town, so they could just electronically do that without, because you don't need all the W-9s and stuff for that, because that's a town quasi-type government, right?
Yeah, we would still need all their information. But I can look into it. The fire department's payments were only delayed for this quarter because it wasn't on anyone's radar. Now that we know that they have to be paid, there won't be any delay.
Okay, good.
Going down the list, weakness, there was no policy in place for updating vendor information. Now every new vendor is required to submit a W-9, and any changes to an existing vendor requires an updated W-9 to be submitted.
Good. Does that mean, so if somebody's been in with the town for a long time, they don't necessarily have to update their information. Do they need to check it to make sure it's correct every so often?
They could. Once we get proper procedures established and everything updated, we'll be on a rolling cycle to request updates yearly. Under budgeting, weakness was reliance on past expenditure data may not be in line with future needs. During the budget process, it's recommended to review line items with department heads and discuss anticipated changes or needs and ensure any known but irregular costs are budgeted for. For example, we did that with the revaluation. We knew it was coming up. We're budgeting in capital accordingly. Departments not knowing how to run reports in Munis and relying on finance was identified as a weakness. We need to conduct training for Munis users. We need to see what kind of access department heads actually have to Munis. I don't know if they have the same access as the finance office does. They may have limited capability, so we'd have to analyze access issues. And it would also be helpful to have some sort of training notes that employees can reference if they get stuck and to give to new hires when needed.
But as far as you know, like each department probably has one or two people that do the stuff on the...
I believe so, yes.
So I think that should be easy to resolve that.
Under payroll... there was a lack of backup support for payroll processing. This one, we cross-trained an employee to be backup for payroll. Accounts payable is now fully trained to fill in for payroll when needed. She's completed a payroll cycle independently and is doing ongoing refresher trainings to stay up to date.
Do we need to update any job descriptions, Mayor?
I'm sorry.
Do we need to update any job descriptions?
I think it was already outlined in that job description
okay.
that they were backup for payroll.
All right.
You're right. I think it was. I think we talked about that.
And if you see if it, if
yeah.
they are, that's good. But if there's anybody else you feel would be a good candidate, we may want to. I mean, I know two, having two is great. Maybe three could be even better, you know, especially in a pinch if somebody. It's ill and somebody wants to take vacation. I don't know.
The next weakness identified was manual timekeeping entry and employee accruals. The town intends to transition to a digital timekeeping system, but first we need to implement the purchase orders and then move on to the payroll implementation. That will be a big project that takes over a year to implement. But
so,
once we implement the purchase order module, then we can move on to...
Into the timekeeping?
Yes.
So you think 2026, we can have electronic timekeeping?
My hope is to do it as soon as possible. I don't know how long of a process everything else is going to take. And we also have to vet vendors for the time clocks and things like that. But I think the process could definitely get started by then.
Yeah, I think we're going to have some kind of bad system. I just don't see a time clock is going to be.
Just can't believe we didn't do that a long time ago.
I think we ought to really look at what the school's doing. They have a badge. They have to wand in.
Good point.
And then
we did that electric pump. That's what they said.
And then.
Even the salary people had to wand in.
Yeah, well, everybody would be wanding in because they're.
Everybody.
And then that way it keeps a record of of.
I can't say what
I think the problem I'm seeing is there could be missed PTO or whatever, whatever the thing is, it could be missed, it could just the way it was. So, but going back to say something like public works where you had a lot of people that work outside, well then the supervisor or the foreman would be responsible to put those times in. You know what I mean? Because they should know what they're working on and who's there that day. So that would be just one of the duties.
It's way better.
Yeah.
For absenteeism and.
So I just don't want to see a bunch of time.
Job,
go
vacation
buy a
time.
Bunch of time clocks.
Right.
I think we all, everyone pretty much has a computer, right, in town for the most part. And so we have to upgrade computers or whatever. I guess that would be the downfall. But
you're going
at Electric Boat, You take out your badge, you put it in the keyboard, and you log in. It's just that simple. And it also keeps track of when you leave, you know, or you're away from your desk and stuff like that. So it just helps us, it will help everybody out to know
and,
that.
And that's a good point. And it's not a negative part where they will, your bird dogs or you're watching this. It actually helps them because in some cases, people could justify why they stayed over or why they should have got paid a little bit more.
I don't think there's many places that have paper timesheets anymore. So yes, I agree.
All right. So I think we're in agreement. I would like to maybe challenge you to really readdress this with the next finance committee, probably January, February, to see what that date is we're going to implement it.
Like the manual timekeeping.
Yeah, because I think by then you should have an idea of where we are in the Munis PO system, right? And if that's working well, I think by your own words, then we should be going into this next phase.
Because I know you'll get heat, or we will get heat, about the fact that if we make them stop warming then. I believe they did this in Salem, and they took a little bit of heat, but after a while, the fire was put out because...
Well, everybody does it this way. That way,
the fire's the right thing.
Okay, the next weakness was no segregation or separation of duties in regards to HR and payroll. The separation of duties needs to be analyzed and discussed. There's oftentimes a lot of overlap. Some duties need to be transitioned to HR, while some duties need to be transitioned to payroll, and there needs to be a clear boundary on those duties. The report recommends HR execute employee setup and payroll execute payroll processing. The report also suggested regular meetings between the departments to ensure good coordination between the two.
So that's exactly what we need the electronic timekeeping for.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a portion of the benefits that you will have no knowledge of. And one of them is PTO, FMLA, all those different aspects that if a supervisor authorizes a person to go out on whatever, that's an HR function. And the HR head has to, you know, keep track of that. I don't expect the timekeeping person to be doing that. So, yeah, that... There is a huge role that the HR person will have in this. It has to do with benefits,
mm-hmm.
you know, because if somebody goes out on medical leave, their benefits change.
Right.
So
it's an HR function.
Yeah. So what is the, I think that CLA, when they did this, they pretty much spelled out what we got to do. So what are we doing about this other than, until we get electronic timekeeping, is the HR person going to be doing certain functions now?
It hasn't been discussed as of yet.
All right. So what needs to happen to discuss it? Or
I think we're going to just have to sit down, the three of us, and go over separation of responsibilities.
Yeah. So.
Okay, the next topic was financial analysis.
I just want to jump back on that. I'd like to have some kind of something leading to a resolution to implementing this, either a date or something. Because right now you're just telling me it needs to be done, but are we going to, what do you think, Joe? What would be a...
I think... Honestly, like you were saying before, if we initiate this automatic timekeeping, it's going to alleviate some of the other issues that we've had with HR and timekeeping, you know what I mean? So if we push that and get that going, like the chairman's been asking, if we could, I think that's going to help to alleviate some of the other, because to me, HR only steps in, like he was saying, if I'm out sick and that. That's as far as it goes. It's all up to payroll and the records that they have about what employee is eligible to get. and can get. I remember being at each outlet comes in on real special issues. That's it. They shouldn't be saying, well, you're gonna pay this guy, no, you're not. There's gonna be a reason why we're paying.
Yeah, I'm kinda looking for a date for this.
Yeah, I'm with you, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, I mean, no.
Mr. Chairman, let's do that.
Yeah, I think we have to discuss it with both parties, and there's functions that each one may have to learn. It's basically would be taking on a new role or function, so I think we'd have to discuss with both parties to see their timelines.
Well, to me, and that issue, if you're gonna do that, HR may say something that you guys don't agree with on this side. So you're gonna have somebody, not to be wise, on this side that says, that's not yours, that's mine.
Well, right now what's on the table, is a date to get the resolution or to start resolving it.
Well, I'm not, in all due respect, I'm not prepared to give you a date. Just looking at the list of objectives that we're facing with now, I'm not prepared to give you a date, and I just want to.
Well, what are we doing now?
I think the timekeeping, Mayor, should be definitely a priority. It's been a mess for years. We should put for that automatic timekeeping.
Well,
And I know that's gonna lead to the next thing, Tim, as far as I'm concerned.
I think, do you think by November you can have this meeting between the three of yous?
I think it would be a good idea to sit down and review the job descriptions of each position first and see what each job description says and see where we're at duty-wise versus the job descriptions. I think we could do that by November, yes.
We probably need the labor attorney on this then.
Well, I would just be reviewing what the job description says and who's doing which duty, yeah.
Right. So when do you think you can do that?
I think we can do that by November.
Okay. It gives you basically a month and a half.
It's not much time, it's almost the middle of September. I want to just tell them, that's all. All right.
Do you think that's
I think the timekeeping is a key thing.
Yeah, we should be able to.
Okay, so now moving on to the financial analysis. Prior year information provided did not reconcile to the audited financials. We ran into this with the fiscal year 24 audit as well. A lot of the client journal entries provided by the auditors to the town were not completed. I've been ensuring that Munis matches the financial statements.
I just want to give some historical stuff. This is pre-Julie Chapman being finance director. So when you know, she's kind of almost taking on the chin here, but she can't because this happened, you know, last term. So
point well taken.
So I just want to make sure she's aware of this problem. She's taken, and this right here just tells you that she's taking correction action.
Point well taken.
So
good job.
I'm just going to say that, you know, looking at the data when you took office and finding out with Mr. Wallace and you going through, you were able to get things synced up relatively quickly, and we were able to get a good budget out and finish that up, and I really would say thank you. So
put in parentheses, not me.
So and you know, it's not to besmirch the previous finance director. You know, there were some issues that just happened that we had to fix. So I think, you know, this right here, we now have the policy. So that's, well, I'm not looking at the next one, but I think we're going to look at Munis tonight. But I think this will probably be a homework for Joe and I to go over this, because I don't expect what Mr. Wallace used to do for us before was he would highlight anything that we needed to bingo on. and so.
I actually did that on my own papers,
on
but not yours.
Yeah, so I don't know, maybe you could, Joe and I'll probably take these home so we don't, because I'm not gonna go through them tonight.
Okay.
And then between the quarters of the football game.
Yeah, we got a big game tonight. I do. No, actually, my daughter turned 21 yesterday, so
oh,
we're having cake for
tonight,
so I can't be here. So.
Don't forget to bring in some tomorrow to share with us.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. But yeah, I just want to say that the now we're going to have a more up-to-date units now, right?
Yes, absolutely. So I know we spoke last month and we had an issue with the tax revenues not being recorded properly. And Patrick and I went back from January to now to correct them, which took about a month to do.
Thousands of entries.
Yes.
Did that sound like a little start from somebody?
And then we got caught up with revenue entry as well. So now, with everything that's gone on in the last 6 months, it was a little bit of a whirlwind, but we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel of being caught up and being able to provide up-to-date monthly reports now for Finance Committee. So,
good job.
Like the ones for 2026 that you have here, that's through the end of August.
Oh, wow.
That's all up to date.
All right. So I'll look at this. I can look at this because it would take for me to go through and review and find the any deltas. And plus, we're really early into the budget.
Very much so, yes.
Is there anyone that you think of that is that we need to look at? Do we have any problems with it early? That we can...
Yes, so...
Well, if you want, let's finish up this last one.
Oh, sure.
And then
The last one was just having a policy and procedure manual available.
You had talked about that before, about policy, yeah.
Yeah, available for staff. So if we lose a staff member, there's at least some sort of guide for them to be able to do the position instead of just being thrown in and
either post
training
on the computer
fly.
Is not a good one.
What's that?
A post-it note on your computer is not a good one.
No. So in the long term, we're looking at developing a procedural manual for each division for the department.
No, you say we isn't me alone.
No, like...
I mean, that's just, there's a lot.
We
I
work with payroll
what you did
or accounts payable, treasurer, work together
okay.
to compile a
no,
manual.
Just
yeah.
Okay.
That way they can hand it to somebody and say, hey, you know, here's the correct way to do it.
Right.
You know, look in your manual, whatever, say Public Works, and then
good.
They'll know, because they'll probably have every flavor of stuff in finance that you have to deal with, right?
Mm-hmm. So just a couple notable things from 2026. This is 2 months into the fiscal year. We're at 55% of current tax revenue collected. So that's a good start there.
And it should be, because we have the other side in January.
Yes.
Yes.
Workers' comp insurance and other insurance, the actuals came in...
what page are you on?
Page 5. The actuals came in slightly higher than what was budgeted for. We knew insurance was going up. We did raise the budget, we just didn't raise it quite enough. So you'll see a deficit in both those lines, but we aren't expecting any more bills to be paid. Those are yearly bills.
To page 5, right?
Yes.
And the right one here. There we go. Workman's comp. Is that under fringe benefits or is that?
Yep, it's under 10420 and it's 52021.
Oh.
Um, on for like some recurring expenses throughout the year for 2 months, and you're wanting to see something spent about 16% of the way.
Okay.
If you're expecting recurring monthly costs. So like some big ticket items that we're usually looking at, such as police overtime,
yeah.
Right now they're at 25%. They should be at 25% at the end of September. So they're about a month ahead in projection of where we might want them
yeah.
to be.
I'll push that to the mayor to talk to the chief. A lot of that is something have to do.
Another common offender, the fire overtime. That one's quite high already. That's at 43%.
Well, I thought since we got the new
what page
you're on, yeah.
I'm on page 16 now.
So I think we need to talk about not us talk about it, but somebody needs to talk, because the whole reason there, and Patrick knows a little bit about this, how we were looking at if we get three on, it was supposed to alleviate a lot of the overtime, the peak. So we need to find out why that's not happening.
Well, don't forget, we're still down one. And
oh yeah, because the other person only stayed for a couple of days.
And the one that we hired is so fairly new, so we were using overtime to cover that one spot. So now we're only using overtime to cover one, where before we were using two. So there's a reason for it, and it's not likable at all.
So I guess when we get a new person, that'll change things in the room.
Well, we don't have any candidates yet.
Four?
For that vacancy.
Fireman vacancy?
Right.
Yeah, there was a fireman that was hired. He stayed a couple of days, and then he resigned.
He quit?
Yeah.
He drove him out, huh, man? All right.
I don't think the mayor did, but I think that would be sane.
So then one thing I will point out when you're looking at this report, the percentage includes any encumbrances that they have encumbered for the year. So, for example, if you look at the fire payments, they're at 100% because the amount is fully encumbered. We know that's a known expense that will be sent out quarterly.
Okay, but it's just sitting in the bank right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the percentages take the actual end encumbrance into account.
So I mean, that would be a classic example. If we got the electronic check, just give them the whole enchilada, I guess.
No.
You can't do it quarterly? Or you have to do it quarterly?
For fire? For
yeah.
fire specifically, I suppose we could do it all at once. I don't know why it was done quarterly. But for anything else, like an electric bill or phone bill,
oh,
no,
you.
We have to wait for the
no,
invoice
I know.
To come in.
Yeah,
okay.
I know that. I'm talking about the fire difference, because they're allocated $103,000 per fire department.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's a compelling reason.
Yeah, I don't know if it was part of the agreement that they get paid every quarter. It certainly helps a little bit with cash flow at the beginning of the year not to put out $500,000 at once, but if that's something that's decided, we can certainly do it.
If we could just go back to the, I'm sorry, finish up that one first.
I think we're done.
Okay. Going back to the fire department overtime, I don't see that changing unless we can, I don't see it changing at all, because we're already there. And just by, if we were blessed and somebody was hired next week, that deficit is already there, and we're still going to be there until that new person
understood.
Gets in to fill in. But it isn't going to get any better, is my point.
Well, it could.
And this is contractual.
Right, it
it's
could.
All contractual.
Because as you time goes on, right, it won't just be escalating every month, is what I'm getting at. If you did, in a perfect world, you had that person, they would be getting normal pay,
right.
And they're not getting time and a half for, you know, whatever. So that's what Patrick went through and did. He said that's why we were trying to hire, you know, one, then wait 6 months and hire two, because if you took three all at once, you would have the budget, the full pay, and all the benefits,
right,
and everything. And in the meantime, while they're getting up to speed, you're paying overtime. So you actually burn up your budget early, but as we're going through it, that was the strategy. But now we're in a different situation where...
That was the strategy, right, but,
yeah,
but remember that the we budgeted at 100,000 hoping that we were going to hire and get them on board. And Murphy's,
yeah,
Law being the way it is, that damn Murphy.
Well, that is something what... But this is where we look at. Do we take the money and set it aside and tax the taxpayers on something we don't know about?
That philosophy is good. I understand that.
And it's in this case, I think it may be prudent that maybe we take $50,000-$60,000 out of fund balance to pay for it at the end of the day, if it where it goes. But we really should be looking out for the fire department to make sure we get them fully staffed, because they're going to get burned out. They're probably going to experience even more overtime because of all the stuff. So I think if we get it fully staffed as quick as possible, we'll be in a better shape financially.
So overall, for the first 2 months of the fiscal year, I'd say we're in decent shape.
All right, 26. The 26 is talking about.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
So we got a probably got a kind of a tough year with all the federal money drying up and telling how that's gonna go. Well, Julie, thank you for that, and
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good job.
Thanks.
And I would like you to discuss, because everybody keeps talking about it, and why we had 99% revenue for the taxes coming in and not using.
Sure. So when we do the budget, we take the last 3 year tax percentage rate. It's the average of the last 3 years. The average
of about 98, right? Roughly?
No,
the average of the last 3 years was the 99.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And even for 2025 year end, we collected 99.6%. So we have a very good tax collection rate in Montville.
Sure do.
And that's why that was budgeted that way. It's the average of the last 3 years of current tax collection. That's
that
the formula for the mill rate.
Do many towns collect that high of a rate?
No.
Now what we do sometimes previously when we had
98?
Yeah, another finance director, she used
mm-hmm.
98 or 95.
I got you.
And that's just a model. That's
yep.
just a model during our...
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But the problem is though, if you go too low, say you're 95, you're basically saying you're not going to get 5% of your tax revenue. So you're putting a burden on the taxpayer up then to make that up. And at the end of the year, you'll have more money sitting in there that you just tax people on. If that's the way you want to run your business, I guess that's good, but it's not good for the taxpayer. So if we go 99, in the worst case, if we're low, you haven't taxed the taxpayer too much. And you may have to take money out of your contingency. That's the worst case. So I just see people talking about it all over, and I'm just like, that's what we're allowed to do by law, and good job pointing that out, because it saves the taxpayers money, or saves them having to pay more taxes, I should say. Anything else? Anything else, Julie?
That's an actual number?
Oh yes, absolutely. I've put the average together a few times for inquirers, and the numbers are the numbers. That's the average for the town of Montville. It may even be the average for the last 5 years. We have
okay.
con- consistently had 99% tax collection rate.
Okay, that's all I'm asking, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, remarks from the councilors.
Rob Rivers?
None. Good job, I really mean, I like the way you did that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I know there's gonna be a lot of work for us, that's why I said before, it's not me doing it all, you gotta have.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got a good staff.
All right.
You have a new assessor, you have a new tax collector, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've talked to both of them, they sound like they're pretty sharp, so I'm really pleased.
Very much so, yes.
So, not that the other ones weren't, I'm just glad we're blessed that we got some good stuff. And I think the tax collector is really up on, you know, going past people that haven't, you know, maybe in the rears on their taxes. He's had a really aggressive, you know.
Approach.
Approach, good communication to help the citizens out that may fall behind, which is really good. So they don't have to foreclose or do something on a property, they can, they have other methods.
Yes.
You know, so I'm really pleased that he shared that with me, and I'm really glad. And the tax assessor, and she's really being forward thinking on this near map, and I can see how she's doing. She literally sent out my veterans paperwork to me so I could fill out to get it accurately into the system. And I thought that was really nice that she was looking out for all the veterans. I don't know if she had to do that, but she took that effort.
Yeah, she's definitely taken extra effort to update all the records and.
Make sure you tell her.
That's appreciated, good.
Yeah, I wanna make sure that you tell her, that you know that she's doing a good job. So I could have said something to her, but I didn't wanna go Tim May veteran putting in this stuff to Tim May, you know, town councilor. I didn't wanna mix business like that, so, but tell her, Shelby, she's doing a great job. And they seem like they're very responsive to people when they come in, you know. So. Well, that's all I have.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, motion to adjourn, seconded.